My guest at this time is Georgia Republican Congressman Phil Gingrey. He represents the Peach State's 11th Congressional District, and he's also a member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. That's where much of the attention was focused on Capitol Hill on Thursday, as members of the panel grilled Energy Secretary Stephen Chu about his handling of the loan guarantee program that ended up sending $535 million of taxpayer money to shore up the now bankrupt solar panel maker Solyndra. And many questions not only relate to why the money kept going there, but how taxpayer money ended up being put in the backseat compared to private investors in this project. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Glad to be with you, Greg.
Well, Secretary Chu basically said today that he didn't see politics being involved in the ongoing granting of loans to Solyndra. He said that the buck stopped with him, it was regrettable that it didn't work, but essentially that it was a very carefully evaluated program and that it was not haphazardly done. How satisfied are you with those answers?
Well, I'm not satisfied with hardly any of those answers, especially the one that says the buck stops with me, because clearly the buck does not stop with him. Secretary Chu, Dr. Chu, is a nuclear physicist from Stanford. He's a brilliant individual. In fact, I think he has a Nobel Prize in physics, but he certainly doesn't have a Nobel Prize in politics. And there's politics all over this renewable energy loan program. He's guilty of a large amount of naivete in regard to all of that. But I will give him credit for staying with us for about 4.5 hours. We had to break the vote. We had two rounds of questions, and I think he was a decent witness. But certainly the buck doesn't stop with him. Henry Waxman, the ranking member, would like for that to be the case. In fact, he made a statement that we Republicans are just dancing on the grave of Solyndra. It's time to get over it. It's kind of like what President Obama said a couple of weeks ago in regard to this failed program. Well, you know, you win a few, you lose a few. That may be okay in professional football, but not when we're dealing with half a billion dollars worth of taxpayer money.
One of the other things we learned today is that Secretary Chu does not anticipate that much of the taxpayer money will be recovered, given that the taxpayers don't have priority on getting the money back. His explanation for why that happened seemed to be that he didn't want a partially completed factory to be left if things went south. What did you make of that, and simply the fact that the taxpayers probably won't get reimbursed here?
Greg, I asked him that question twice, and clearly in the Energy Policy Act, it says that you can't, under this loan program, whether it's 1703 or 1705, you cannot subordinate the taxpayer. And it is clear as a nose on your face. And what he said to us was, well, when it appeared the company was on the verge of going down the tube and the risk of the taxpayer losing the entire loan, $535 million, he felt the fiduciary responsibility to the taxpayer would be to subordinate us, put us in a secondary position, and hope that this infusion of an additional $75 million of private equity, a private revenue, which would be ahead of us if there were ever a failure of the company, a bankruptcy. And indeed, that's exactly what happened. And I said to him, look, you were advised, the loan program people in the Department of Energy were advised by the Treasury, indeed those folks, the Federal Financing Bank, which was lending the money. They said, now wait a minute, you need to get an opinion from the Justice Department in regard to the legality of restructuring the loan and putting the taxpayer in a secondary position, and they didn't do that. An assistant general counsel in the Department of Energy came up with some crazy reason for saying it was okay to press ahead and restructure the loan. And so, you know, again, that was that the end result of that is we lost all our money, we the taxpayer.
I'm not sure how much Secretary Chu talked about this today. I know a number of Democratic members of the panel brought up the fact that Solyndra was an investment opportunity very seriously considered by the Bush administration, and once they hadn't completely rejected by the time that President Bush left office. And so I don't know if that was just an exercise in potential blame sharing, or that they thought that this actually originated in the Bush administration. Without that, it wouldn't even have been necessarily contemplated that seriously by the current administration. What did you make of that line?
Well, they really can't have that both ways. Yes, the loan application was made back in 2008, the original application. But the energy loan program, the professional folks in the Department of Energy, some of whom are still there, shortly before President Obama was inaugurated, maybe within 2 weeks, said that the Solyndra folks would be a high-risk loan. And they said, look, we need to stop negotiating with them and move on to some other company. And it was within 3 weeks of President Obama's inauguration that all of a sudden Secretary Chu put this program back on a fast track, and under a gentleman named Jonathan Silver, who was over the loan program, they ultimately got the loan. And you know, them and this other company, Beacon Power, up in New York, two out of the first three loans under this program went into bankruptcy, and that's not a very good track record.
Congressman, you've had 4 hours plus of testimony today, as you mentioned, from Secretary Chu. You've heard from previous Energy Department officials. I know you're still waiting to hear from the former Solyndra executives, but obviously to date you are not satisfied. I'm guessing most of your Republican colleagues are not satisfied with the answers. So where does this go from here?
Well, you know, we have issued a subpoena to the Executive Office of the White House and to the Office of the Vice Presidency, and we are beginning to get a trickle of information, some emails here and there, but there's a lot more information that hopefully will be forthcoming, and we're going to stay on this. Hopefully this turns out not to be a quid pro quo political payback to big bundlers and donors to the Obama campaign back in 2008. But we don't know that yet. And I think it's incumbent upon particularly this subcommittee on oversight and investigation to make sure that this $19 billion or whatever the total amount, maybe it's closer to a little bit less than that. But, you know, toward the end of the program, which ended on September 30th, something like $4 billion was rushed out the door in the last 48 hours. So, you know, we may hear of a number of other companies that go down the tube as well. And it's our responsibility as a taxpayer to make sure that the money is well spent and jobs indeed are created, and that we're not just out there trying to promote renewable energy to the exclusion of all other sources of energy.
So more answers needed on Solyndra, as well as potentially some of these other expenditures through the loan guarantee program. Congressman, I know it's been a full day. Thank you again very much for being with us.
Oh, my pleasure.
For Georgia Republican Congressman Phil Gingrey represents his state's 11th congressional district. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.